In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. This is the beginning of our parish meeting for this year. Remember, we have it generally just before Great Lent every year. And since we are a parish, we should understand what the purpose of a parish is. Because that's what's really important. Why are we here? Why do we do the stuff we do? The purpose of a parish is the same as the purpose of the church. And the purpose of the church is one thing only. There's only one thing. The salvation of the soul by having union with God. That's why we do everything we do. Now, we do a lot of things, but all those things should be for the salvation of the soul. Now, how do we accomplish these things? There's lots of stuff we do in a parish, right? Preeminent is our worship services. We now have 5 days that we serve services on any given week. We'll have 5 days of services. I think this next week we'll have 6. But normally we'll have 5 days of services. And taking the sacraments of confession and the Eucharist, of course, baptizing people, marrying people. The teaching that goes on in a parish, both in the sermon and also in our classes, and also lots of individual teaching. Because I've never seemed to be very, really acclimated to groups so much. I do a lot of individual teaching, which I think is very important. Consul, of course, but also human connections. A parish should be a family. Now, we live in an age when everything's all separated. I'll bet you are in a neighborhood where you don't even know your neighbors. I'm in a neighborhood where I don't know all my neighbors. There are people that are 3 doors down from me that I've only seen them walking in and out of their car. Now, perhaps that's partially my fault. I'm not really a kind of guy to knock on a door and say hi and bring a pie or anything. But in the parish environment, we should have a real human connection, because every single one of us is going through difficult times and good times. But when we have difficult times, we need people that are with us. Even if they don't know the details of what we're going through, my poor wife, half the time she doesn't even know something that I've been thinking about for the past 3 months until I spring it on her. But she's still there for me those 3 months. It doesn't matter if all the details are known, but it matters if you believe that there are people who care about you and that you matter to them. That should happen in a parish, okay? And I would say, again, parenthetically, you must pray for one another. If you pray for one another, that reinforces love for one another, really caring for one another. We have lots of individual needs. Not all of them are known. Not all of them are easily solvable. But we can pray for one another and be there for each other. That's very, very important. And that's one of the major functions of a parish. Another way that the parish assists in the salvation of the soul is where we give of our substance. Because the parish needs funds in order to live, but also we need to give of our substance in order to live, because it's a real indicator of our spiritual condition. And of course, there's social activity in the parish. I would like that to improve quite a bit in our church, and we're trying to make baby steps in doing more of that. And that's important too, because we need to reach people wherever they're at and with all of their needs. And all of us have a need to relax, have a cup of coffee, have some popcorn, watch a movie, chit-chat with one another. That's part of our life, too. And that should also be fulfilled in the parish. Now, how are we doing? We've been in this temple now for about a year and a half now, right? It was a year past June. So we've had a full cycle of services in this church. We came in the middle, right after Pascha. If you remember, when we came, we were so disappointed because we thought we'd be in for Pascha. And actually, didn't we come just after Pentecost? So it kept getting delayed and delayed and delayed, but now we're here. And so in that time, really, an enormous amount of stuff has happened. Things have been going quicker than they did the previous 15 years, 16 years we were in the facility in Dallas, which, by the way, now is a field that is being buildings being built on it. It's gone. Where we worshiped is gone. So, as I mentioned, we have services. Two liturgies regularly a week, minimum. A maleben. One of those liturgies and the maleben, we pray for everyone in this room aloud in the actenia. Of course, I pray for all of you at every liturgy. I pray for all of you every day in my personal prayers. But we pray aloud for everyone by name in the maleben and in the Thursday liturgy. That's very, very important. A lot of things have happened after we started serving that weekday liturgy. Sometimes it's really well attended. It can be sometimes, there's been times when there's 20 people, but I'd say there's more times that there are 3 people than there are 20. But even so, we are serving that liturgy, and we are beseeching God for his mercy, and we are certainly having his mercy. There's an increased attendance on Sunday now. I don't know what is exactly. Do you think, Father Nicholas, it might be almost 50? Yeah, pretty close to 50. I think today we had 49, right, David? 48. We had 48. So, you know, we're in that 50 range now. When we came into this temple, we were in the 20 range. Okay, so we basically doubled in church attendance on Sunday. Now, as far as other days, such as Saturday night, when most of us are available to come to church, that's not as good as I would hope as a pastor, but that stays steady at somewhere around 20. We have excellent trapezes, which are a hallmark of our community, and that's very, very important. Everyone who comes here can eat, and they will not go away hungry, and we have good food. We don't just have coffee and donuts. It's a really important part of our community that I want to continue. We had 2 loans from Community Bank. One of them has been retired now, been paid in full because of a donation that is in terms of a interest-free loan. That way we saved, I believe, how much did we save? A lot. We saved, we might have saved upwards of $17,000, I think it was, or more, in interest by paying this loan off early, okay? And I would like to suggest to you, if you want to help the church in some way and you don't have the ability to give a sum of money and never see it again, if you want to give interest-free loans, I think someone I know calls it friendly money, where you give us a sum and we can retire our building loan faster and pay you back without interest over a period of time. Then please think about doing that. That's a really good way to help the church. And I have a goal that in 5 years we will have this loan retired. Might be very ambitious, but I hope in 5 years this loan will be retired. Now, we've got one loan retired. We got a big one left. We've also paid off our diocesan loan. Some of you might not know or remember, we were building the church just fine. Everything's going great. We had extra expenses that we didn't expect. For instance, we thought we weren't going to have to put in a parking lot. Well, we did have to put in a parking lot. Lots of money for a parking lot. Rock costs a lot of money, by the way. And so we didn't have it. I went to Bishop Peter, and he graciously gave us a loan. We told him we'd pay him back, I don't remember the month, but it was like about 5 or 6 months after we had finished building. But we couldn't do it. So we've just paid him regularly. He's been very gracious, and we have now retired that loan. And, of course, it was an interest-free loan. Christians shouldn't charge Christians interest. So we've made a lot of progress in retiring our debt, even in the past year and a half. Now, here's some of the stuff that we've done in terms of our parish activity. Well, I think the classes are going really well. I think that they kind of hit a doldrum point before, to be honest with you, when I was teaching them, because I think maybe you hear enough from me when I'm giving you sermons and such. And I don't know, I kind of have two positions, asleep and intense. So I think you guys need something a little bit sometimes in the middle. Father Nicholas is also very intense, but he's just a little more sensible than I am. So he's really, you're having, a lot of people are being part of the adult classes. It's improved. And so, plus it gives me freedom to come to the adult class, but also sometimes I have other stuff I got to do. So I really like that. And I want you to help us with that. Being part of a parish is joining things, you know. Being part of the class is important. That is a sacramental act, to be there, because you are increasing interest and involvement. So I hope that all of you will come to the classes. They're every other week for the adults, and then we also have for the middle school. That one we're struggling a little bit with because we don't have that many middle schoolers. The children's class for the little babies is going fantastically well. Matushka Marina is teaching it most of the time. Others have taught it too. Deborah has.
I love to listen to her. I mean, she does such a good job. I love to listen to how she does. That's the elementary school kids that I hear.
The elementary school. Yes. It's really wonderful. I mean, they are really excited. They ask all kinds of questions, and they're really involved. You can see them sitting at the edge of their chair listening. So it's really, really good. And we have that, of course, every other week. And we need to continue with that stuff. There was a point in our parish life where that wasn't really being well attended to, and I blame myself for that. But now, especially with the talents, Father Nicholas helping me quite a bit, and other people teaching, such as Matushka Marina, Deborah has taught in the past, it's really, really, really going well. And we have to keep our kids in those things. You have to say, on that Sunday, I'm not going home early. I need to be there so that my kid can be there, because involvement really makes a difference. Could you close up? We have been delivering pizza from Papa John's, mostly pizza. Sometimes it's other things, but for the most part, it's pizza, to the Samaritan Inn. I was contacted by a lady who arranges for food places to do this. And so we've been picking up pizza twice a week. Reader David has done it on Wednesdays, and then usually somebody else does it on Saturday, twice a week, and delivering it to Samaritan Inn, and they're very thankful for that. That basically takes care of probably at least two full meals a month for them. So it saves them a lot in their costs. Samaritan Inn's a pretty amazing organization. They're secular. But they're doing an amazing thing. They have like about 170 or so, I think it's 176, at capacity, and that are staying. They try to get these people who are homeless retrained and out in the workforce. And people are generally there for a period of time. They're not there for a year or 2 years. They're generally there for a shorter period of time. And it's really a good organization. And it really, really is something that we should help support. Also, we have our Mighty Mites collection, which has been very, very successful. You've all taken to it well. You haven't thought, oh gosh, here's Father Seraphim asking for money again. It's not about that. It's about us being aware of needs in the community and even giving a mite, even giving a little bit of money to it. We've been involved last year in the 40 Days for Life, which is it's Roman Catholic sponsored, but we don't pray with them. We just pray as well as them. We go to the sidewalks in front of abortion clinics and pray for that scourge of abortion will someday be lifted from the conscience of our nation. And there's now talk, and we're going to get involved in praying in front of the Planned Parenthood that's in McKinney. We have a Planned Parenthood in McKinney. They don't actually kill the babies there. They just tell people where to go to kill the babies. Okay? It's not a surgical center. But it's right on El Dorado and 75 on the, what would that be, the east?
Medical?
And Medical Center, right. Yeah. And it's on the east side of the, basically the service road going north on 75. You can get to it too. And we're going to start praying in front of that institution and beg the Lord to deliver and help people that are partaking of the services and giving them, because it's a terrible thing. And we must care about those people that are still in the midst of sort of being that prodigal son. We're all prodigals, of course, but people that don't know about their sin. In our society, we're being taught that certain sins are not sins. We must pray, and all I do is go there and pray the Jesus prayer for an hour. And sometimes amazing stuff happens. I'll tell you a little bit about the prison ministry. Mostly, I'm involved in it. Michael has always been often been going with me too. There's about four or five, maybe four volunteer chaplains that are in the works, not in our parish, but in the community, that are going to help me. I really need somebody that will sing the liturgy so that I can serve liturgy once a month in the two prisons I go to. So that would be twice a month serving liturgy. But it's really turned a corner this year. It's funded now. Before, it was self-funded. I couldn't afford to do much. But now it's funded. So the $300 in gas a month is funded. Postage is funded. I'm thinking about flying out to a prison that's near Lubbock, because one of my guys, the first guy I ever saw and the first one I baptized, is out there alone. And he was transferred. And I have the funds to do that now. Before, I couldn't even think about it. There are letters going out twice a month that are very large, lots of information in them to them. And so really the prison ministry is going real well. We've had 3 baptisms in this past year, 6 baptisms total. So maybe in sheer numbers, it's not huge. But I'll tell you, when you look across the table at somebody and you see where they are now versus where they were a year ago, and a year ago, I mean, they would be ready to, you know, chomp wood in half and put their fist through a brick wall. And they're just changed people. I'll tell you, it's a pretty rewarding thing to do. And the parish is part of that ministry. You should pray for me for sure, and pray for those people. I'll give you their names. But also, there was a point where the parish funded it, and we haven't been able to do it recently. But like I said, we're funded now from some people who are giving private contributions. And it's very helpful. Personally, I'll tell you that I now work one day a week. I was working 2 last year. It was wearing me out. Now I'm working 1. And that's really helpful, because basically Mondays and Tuesdays, it's rare that I don't have at least 2 appointments on each day, and sometimes as many as 5. And I wouldn't have had those appointments and that time for people if I was working. So now I only work on Friday. What are my goals for this year? As your pastor, I have some goals. My goals are that you would be more entering into the life of the church. I lament that many of you do not go to confession or communion frequently. I would like you to go more frequently. I think that's very, very important. And I say that privately and publicly, because it's very, very important. I think we should have more people at Saturday services. I talk about the content of Saturday services all the time, and I record it. I don't know if you hear the things or not. They're always posted on the internet. The services will teach you everything. They'll teach you the theology of our church, but also the way of life, how to think. It's all there. So it's very, very important, and I hope that our Saturday attendance will increase. I want to get you to know and love Scripture. I have been emphasizing Scripture more and more in my ministry as the years go on, because I see that often there's not a lot of scriptural literacy, and you need to know the Scripture. The Scripture needs to be very dear to you. I don't necessarily mean you have to memorize verses, but you should have the meaning of it deep within your heart. The gospel should be like a friend to you, and also the Psalms or other parts of the Scripture if you prefer those. I want our parish to grow. I really think our parish still needs to increase in size, probably double from what it is now. Then we should have enough critical mass to actually expand. Because look at us. We're like sardines in here, right? This is very small. We need more room. We need to be able to buy the land next to us, have a church hall there. We need to be able to expand. The building was made so that we could expand on the other side and have a pretty good-sized temple. But we can't do that until we grow. So my request to you is this. Talk to your friends. Talk to your coworkers. Talk to your family. Invite people to come to church. That's not just something that Protestants do. You should do it too. And I'll tell you what. Oftentimes when a person comes to an Orthodox church, it's like nothing they've ever seen before. You know the story about St. Vladimir, right? His emissary said we didn't know if we were in heaven or on earth. And we have been around. Our choir is really good. So our choir, our services are like being in heaven. So invite people to come to them. And one other goal of mine is that our income inches up a little bit higher. As we get just a little bit higher, if we had another $1,000 a month, it would really take the edge off things. Like right now, we can't buy a lawnmower. We can't afford one. My lawnmower is broke. I don't know what I guess I'm going to have to buy a lawnmower for myself, and then we always use it here. We can't afford a lawnmower. We can't afford a storage facility here. All those kinds of things cost a lot of money. I'm supposed to travel twice a year to go for diocesan functions. Oftentimes we chop it to once because, you know, we have enough money to pay our bills and this and that, but we don't have a whole lot left. So we just need to just get a little higher, you know, and that'll increase with more members and also with people having more of a sense of this is my home and I'm going to take care of it. What do we have to do in terms of just stuff that goes on? Lots of stuff that you could get involved in if you want to. We've got grass to cut. I'll tell you what, if you want to volunteer for something but not have to do a lot of work, volunteer for cutting the grass. We're not going to be able to water it this year probably because the city probably won't let us. We're probably going to have to cut it 3 or 4 times the whole year. It's just going to be a brown mat, but we will have to cut it, right? And there have been people in the past that have done it, and I've done it too, and I'm going to have to try to not do it because there's just too much other stuff that I'm doing. We're going to have to water our trees, probably not use the sprinkling system very often. We probably won't be allowed to, but maybe we'll hand water our trees to keep them alive. They almost died last year, some of them. We did lose a lot of our bushes, and we're just going to hope the city doesn't notice that. Because we really can't afford to replace them right now. Tree trimming, picking up. We still have wood that's been out there forever. You know, that kind of thing. Take the initiative and say, can I pick up the wood? Sure. Lots of cleaning. There are a lot of people that come here and clean the kitchen and this room and the temple. And we've always got all that stuff. Just like a house, we've got all that stuff to happen. The deck is going to be a big expense. We're going to have to seal it very soon. We're going to have to put gutters up because of the way that the water falls. It always makes a huge mess when there's a rainstorm. So there's cost and there's work to do. I hope that some of you will get involved in our pro-life ministry. All you need to do is go pray. If you don't know how to do it, I'll teach you. It's very easy. I want to make progress in retiring alone. Our bookstore is getting a little bit more ramped up. We hope to increase that a lot this year. If you go up in the attic, it's frightening up there. Golly, it needs to be really organized. And we are starting to do fundraisers and social activities, like we're having one next Sunday. Now, maybe you've seen Ostrog 10 times. Maybe you didn't even like the movie. But still, it's a good idea to come. Because that's part of our social life. Sometimes you do stuff that you don't quite want to do exactly because of a greater purpose. So I hope that many of you will come that Sunday at 6:30, I believe, next Sunday. Any community has problems, okay? So here are the problems that I foresee, or a few of them. I think we have, our Saturday attendance is a little bit low. I'd like all of you to come on Saturday. But some of you, I almost never see on Saturday. Maybe only if there's a holiday like Nativity or something. I think you should consider, if you don't come at all, come once a month. Just see whether or not I know what I'm talking about. See if it makes a difference to you. The communion, I really want my flock to take communion more frequently. And also for your scripture knowledge to increase. And I already mentioned our income. Just needs to go up a skosh. Okay, what can you do? I mentioned a zillion things that you can get involved in. You should pray for one another. I have full diptychs. I will send them to you. If you want them, you can have the name of every single person that comes to the church and a zillion that come to the church infrequently. My diptychs are actually very large. You can be at the services. One thing I learned when I first became Orthodox, I have a role to play, even as a layman, by being present at the services, because I add my prayer to the rest of the people there, and it is powerful. It makes a difference. You are significant. You are important. It's very important to be at the services, to consider it an obligation. Not in a legalistic way, but you just consider it's something that you have a commitment to. Give your tithe and be involved in whatever else I talked about. Grass, prospera, cleaning, being a handyman, delivering pizza, prison ministry, weekday services, attending classes. And if you come up with an idea, most likely I'll say yes, because I like ideas. And so come up with an idea. But then when you come up with the idea, be ready for me to say, that's a great idea, would you do it? So you got to be ready for that. Okay? So that's a little bit about our parish. The most important thing for us to understand about a parish is that it is a place for us to work out our salvation together. That's very important. That's the purpose of our church. And I think we've made great, great progress in that happening more. So may God bless us and help us in this coming year. Now, that concludes my report/sermon/exhortation/whatever you want to call it.